6 p.m. We are being recorded. Call a meeting to order. Are there any additions or deletions?
I have three additions.
Of course.
The dog ordinance. So I updated our old version basically to just update the fees because we won't be handling any of that anymore. Cindy will, yes. Because she's the animal control officer. So I basically just changed all the wording, took out any amounts that were in there, and just said that fees would be paid to her at her discretion and her timeline. But everything else I left the same. I did take out some of it had like notification to be made by certified mail, which is so outdated. So I updated to like, you know, certified mail, email, or telephone, or in person, like, however we can contact them, as long as we have proof that we did contact them. But again, that's going to be Cindy. So I think basically if you looked it over and everything looks okay, we just have to sign it and then go through the procedure to adopt it. Well, I mean, it would be adopted today, but then there's like a, you have to post it in the paper and make it available all through town for a certain amount of time, and they have an appeal period.
Other side, Brooklyn is operation.
So if you are okay with everything, the signature page is the back page.
This is the same thing that you sent out?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, your copy was highlighted so that you could see the changes. This one doesn't have the highlight marks because this will be the permanent copy.
I put my magnifying glass up to the black to see if I could see through it.
One of them I had to write out because I couldn't read through it either. It's that black and white printer.
Now look at the people.
I usually have extras in here, but I do have an extra.
I always bring them in. There's usually a stack of them on.
I usually put some over there, but just am not.
Three ridges, two
here today, I guess.
Yeah, I got to get the windows clean. I can see the street.
You did leave them pretty streaky this time. You did leave them pretty streaky this time. I noticed in my office.
That's good. That means you put a lot of stuff on them.
Right. You asked how it worked out from last year, and I told them we get a very few cluster flies on this front door, but every so often I just open it and shush them out and open it again.
That was usually the worst place. I don't go in there.
It smells. I try not to go in there.
Smells because
I don't know if it's like a mouse smell.
Oh.
Yeah. Just an old building. Yeah.
Hi, Marla.
She has stepdaughters. Doing good.
Question. Is Cindy Katie still the animal person?
Not for Linden Mill, but she is for Kirby and Will.
Okay, good.
My other addition, Keith Lister wanted me to mention to you, he said he sent you all the email, but just in case you didn't see it, we've gotten back like $658,000 in reimbursement so far. The stuff that I submitted last Thursday should be in the account in the next 2 weeks, supposedly. There are no promises with any of this. But that will be like $700,000, and then there will be $72,000 that the state will still owe us from the first storm. Mm-hmm. But once we receive all that, our total reimbursement will be roughly $1.4 million. He told me to correct that because he said 1.495, but it's $1.4
million.
And the other addition was Keith for cemetery.
So did we figure out we paid for mowing? Was it 3,000?
I didn't look. I think that he upped it to 3,000 this year because it was 24 something.
Yeah,
it was
up this year for the first time.
Yep. And I think he went with it to 3,000.
So we should have $500 left in the cemetery fund if that was the case. And I talked to MRM, Mike Minchell, and he's going to go in and put in 7 more markers, you know, ground markers for me like he did before.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he could do it for $450.
All those concrete.
Yeah, with the pipe in it.
Yep, yep.
So we're within our budget, so I'd like to make a motion that we
have so many
that I get a hold of MRM and have them do the markers that I'd like done.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So move. I'll mark them out and then he'll know where to put them.
Yep.
So it makes it a lot easier.
Is there a particular pattern that you want to do with those?
Yeah.
That amounts to what? Is section off the?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that you can run a string.
From a fixed point.
From a fixed point, you don't have to measure every time.
Gotcha.
Visitors. Marla.
Merle and I have to ask you to sign an error and omission certificate. There's three parcels that I'm changing in the grand list. One of them is the camp that I had asked about last time. I did go up and I looked at it and I valued it. Another one was a transfer that had occurred. It was from July of 2024. The seller contacted Erin and asked about a remaining piece of land that she had kept out, and I didn't realize that. I had transferred it all to the seller. So I talked to the seller, and I let him know that I'm going to send a change of appraisal notice out. Erin just gave me the number to... I talked to the buyer. Erin just gave me the number to the seller, and I'll tell her that I made a mistake. But in the deed, I went back and researched it. In the deed, it did say, it showed a survey of a portion that she was keeping out. I don't know if you guys wanted to see all this stuff or not.
I brought all kinds of literature.
The buyer was in to pay his taxes on Thursday. Is there going to be a correction with him?
So, yeah, we will send him a revised bill, and you'll have to refund the difference. But in the deed, in this section here, it makes reference to that survey. And she was keeping out... It was 22.3 acres in Kirby and 7-point something acres in Victory. The transfer that was submitted to me was a full 713 acres, some of it being in Victory. I just assumed, I didn't.
The quantity that large,
yeah,
why wouldn't you?
I didn't realize a section of it was going to be excluded from the sale. I have listed the three on this sheet. I need to have a select board member sign it, as well as a lister and the town clerk. And the town clerk will put this in with the grand list in the vault, that there was an error that we corrected.
So are all three properties having adjusted tax bills?
Yep.
Okay.
And so I've got revised bills and updated sheets for the grand list and all the paperwork that Erin needs.
So
it wasn't
about
three properties, though, right? It was two properties, but three people?
It was the
buyer and seller?
It was for Eikenberry and Brown, and then the camp that I had asked for help.
Right, yeah.
I did make it up there, and
I would take.
I know. You're very sweet, but I'm a little stubborn.
I know.
Thorough. Integrity.
So, none of those three have paid their bills as of yet.
One of them has.
Eikenberry's in the middle of it.
But Eikenberry did pay.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she'll just reimburse him
the
amount.
Right. The
other
two.
And I did talk with him today, and I explained to him, and he said, that's okay, that's not a problem. I said, I feel bad. I just didn't realize it.
Yeah.
But Betty Brown, I will contact her and I'll explain it to her as well.
I did email you back tonight with the number.
Yeah.
Where's the 12-point? Take a lot here. Is that what it's 12.2?
So this it's a 30.2 mm-hmm. that she's withholding. If you can read in there, it says Kirby 22.3.
Oh, I gotcha.
And then it says Victory 7.9. So what I did is I took 22.3 off of Eikenberry's and I put it on Betty Brown's. I created a new parcel with Betty Brown.
So lot 14.1, 12.33 acres. Where's that? Or am I not reading that right?
So.
Entitled A Subdivision of Land.
She was going to sell one piece to Flower, wasn't she?
This is what I think she's selling to Flower.
So this looks like 1.5 here, right? Is that what that says? It's so small, I can't read it.
1.9, I think.
The 1.9 might be Flower's existing flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Flower's.
I know.
1.3 acres on a plan entitled a subdivision of land for Betty and Larry Brown.
Sold everything to Eikenberry.
Recorded in Kirby, land record of slide 180.
And that Betty Brown should have that.
Slide lot 14.1, 1.33 acres.
I mean, I can get you the original, sir. It's just
supposedly
safe. It's
done
just
deal type
big.
Thing as far as
I'm just wondering if the 12.33 is on this piece or this piece.
I think it's the whole thing, isn't it? I think it's
wow.
this whole shape.
I should be going to Texas in about a week, but I'm not going to go this year.
This is the Victory side over
yeah.
here.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying right there in Victory it's 7.9.
Over here.
Over here.
Right there
yep.
on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this side of it is Kirby.
Bulletproof.
Right.
Both sides of the road. And I'm assuming that's 22.3.
But this is the map survey of what's
mm-hmm.
being done.
Of the piece that she's retaining, 30.2 land,
right.
the acres that she's keeping, that she's not selling to the to Eikenberry's.
I see.
So this is still going to be Betty.
Right.
Yeah.
Around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is 713 acres. It's all around it.
Right.
So the only survey that we have is just this small section that she's keeping for herself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, that was the only thing I had to write there. 12.3 acres on a plan entitled a subdivision land. For these
turkeys or some in both.
12.33 acres.
A subdivision of land for Betty and Larry Brown. So she's given Betty and Larry Brown the 12.33 acres, selling that to them?
Nope, they're the owners. And
they're
selling it to Eikenberry's. But they are retaining this. It's referring to this.
This is Flowers.
Survey right here.
This is Flowers. So they're keeping that little spot right around Flowers and they're selling the rest
of it to Larry.
No,
to Eikenberry.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. And this kind of shows you, you know, amongst everything that they bought. This little piece
yeah.
right here and amongst the whole.
Yeah, this is still Flower here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
This little tiny square is
yeah.
Flower.
Yeah, sure.
So they, with the Kirby portion, it's just this little portion here, and in Victory, it was this huge portion. So it totaled, where did I have it? 7, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, you know, not knowing what Victory had, I just assumed it was all of Kirby. I didn't realize she was keeping up a portion of it out.
Right.
Until she made a call to Aaron the other day, and I looked into it a little farther, which I'm glad she did. And I will call her, and I will apologize, but I just need to, you know, for the records to that I had brought it to your attention. And so there was another situation when I was creating the change of appraisal notices and stuff. It came up with a wrong span number than what I originally gave you for Betty. And I was on the phone twice with Nimrick, and I said every time I fill it in, it doesn't have the right span number. So I'm just I don't know. It's correct in 20.
Well, she wanted that for her forest.
It's correct in the 2026 grand list, but in 2025, for some reason, it just keeps going back to the wrong span number. I don't know why. So I left them a message and I said, well, I did it again. I said, you guys might want to look into this because it's not the right span number. Okay.
Well, keep it clean.
I do.
Keep it band-aid.
Give me some prescription. Some antibiotics. You know what I have to do. Change it like 3 or 4 times a day.
Okay. And I need to sign that. Can I borrow your pen?
I wonder which Larry Brown. Larry Embadon changed his name.
Then in the morning, it's $105.99.
Okay, and Merle, I need you to sign this as well.
Not took the Embadon. They got paid a couple weeks ago.
Right there? Yep, right underneath my mine. Sorry to be so yakky, but. Haven't seen this guy in a long time. Okay, and it is 10-6-25. There you go.
And I am going to go and show Merle what we're to do next.
Do
you guys have any other questions? Or?
No, I think we're good, Marla.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
Take care. I do. I try.
Oops.
You want to
have a
great
time. Thank you, folks.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you, Merle.
Take care.
Okay.
Serving on the
planning board. Listers.
Listers. Okay. Yep.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes of September 8th select board meeting.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
So move. No road report.
Not.
Dusty.
I think John was, he was
dust.
Out grading today.
Till tomorrow night.
Yeah, all day.
Should last an hour.
The bridge is done at the top of the Brook Road, and he graded that whole section today.
It's passable?
Yep.
Oh, hell yeah.
I didn't even see it when it washed out. So, yeah. He just showed me.
Looks a lot better.
That's like the one we're doing to get that. Tomorrow morning is 10 grade.
What's our plan for the Brook Road for the winter?
Good question.
Can they get through or no? Or plow it with a big truck?
They could use a little material here and there.
John had mentioned adding some material to it if it was going to be plowed this winter.
Yeah, it's got to be plowed because it has to stay open.
The only thing was in talking with him about it was that, pardon me, stupid. He didn't think he was going to be able to plow it the whole winter with a big truck. He thinks the road's going to come apart at some point and may require going back to someone such as yourself with a smaller truck capable. But obviously we don't know that until it happens.
There is one culvert there that could really use an extension put on it. And if he added material to it, I think we'd be in pretty good shape. There's one culvert here with two cones that's pretty short. Mm-hmm. I think if he added...
Not the last big one that we have to take out.
Above it,
right.
About three above it.
Okay.
You'll see two cones there.
Yep.
If we could maybe just change that culvert for now and put a right culvert in, they can always take it back out when they do the road, if so be, but... We either had to put an extension onto that one to widen that, because that is where it's narrow, is right there. And I think if you did that a little bit and added some material to that where it was somewhat gradable, because there's no material in it that's gradable, really.
No.
I think
was
you could...
dense grade 3 inch?
Yeah, it's just stuff that's been thrown in there, to get the road passed by. But I think if we did that, I don't think we'd be spending a lot of money. And I think it could be pretty well openable all winter.
So... You'll have to work with John on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked at it again today. Just, there's a couple, obviously there's a big ditch here on the right-hand side that we're not going to play with right now. Because that's going to be a...
Right-hand meaning going up?
Yeah.
That one that kind of jumped the banks and runs right next to the road.
Right, you know, and it's going to probably jump it again if we get high water. I don't know if we will or not because of that corner where the river comes out there. But I think we could get by just fixing that culvert and widening it for now. If it takes it, if the brook takes it out.
Takes it out.
We'll have to go to plan B.
Yeah, we didn't get it.
But
ain't going to have enough time to fix it.
You know, I think it would make it passable for the winter. Either way, we go with plowing it.
If it's too narrow and somebody goes off the road, is it kind of liable?
What's that?
If it's too narrow and somebody goes off the road, does that make the town liable?
Well, we don't have the money to put in the road.
Oh, I know that. I know that. But
yeah. I had someone express concern about the top of, like, where you're going to widen the road by DeCarlo's. Someone said that that's an accident waiting to happen.
Where's DeCarlo's?
Right here.
Right on top of the rock bluff.
They offered a piece of their land to move the road over a lane, but it hasn't been done. So that's one lane. But, like, if you're coming up, you can't really see the top, but you have to go into their lane. I mean, you...
Well, if you travel the road every day, you ought to know.
You ought to know, yeah.
Right.
Yes, yes, that's...
I mean, there's signs down there.
It's marked at both ends, and if someone is, as I have seen in person, they don't bother to stop. They just come around the corner and keep coming.
Yeah.
Instead of
I think the concern
stopping.
Was, like, when it's slippery, are they going to be able to stop when they see the other car?
Sure, yeah, take your summer tires off, you'll make it.
That's right. No excuse for no snow tires.
Yes.
Right. If you have bad snow tires, probably if you stop.
I mean, it's
going to
be a hazard until
you're not going up.
It's going to be a little bit of a hazard.
It's one lane road sign, both directions. Slow the hell down. Use your head.
Sign up says no snow tires, no travel. We won't have too many people in
town. Yeah.
Oh, we could close it, and that would make them mad.
Yeah, we
could close it.
Then they'd get excited. It's going to get closed anyway, but
eventually.
Hmm.
So we're just
I'm not against
those are the things we deal with when it happens.
You know.
Hopefully it don't, but
been doing pretty good so far. So like it's a brand new thing for somebody.
I mean it was closed last winter. Oh, the whole road was closed last winter.
Right.
Yes.
The problem is if you close the road off, if you close it off, they're gonna be using that bridge.
So. Oh yeah.
I think so too.
That's why.
That's all going to be hammered that bend.
Yeah.
They're going to use it anyway, but.
When's that supposed to happen? Next year?
Most of that will come out with the buckets.
It's got to get engineered first.
Oh, it hasn't even been done.
No.
You
can't do any of it until it gets engineered.
The only thing engineered was the bridge repair down there. Everything else is.
And you're going to finish the rest of the engineering this winter.
January.
No.
Yep.
And then we'll move forward from there.
That's all you can do.
We'll be all set.
That's all you can do.
No money, but we'll be all set.
People say, how come you haven't done it? How come we're
okay. Truck offer.
So Mike Bickford contacted me, and he had a town resident that wanted to make an offer on the red truck, but he had missed the bid deadline. It seems as though a bid... an offer could be considered because it's been out to bid twice with no offers. So the resident left it in the Dropbox, and I gave you each a copy of it for this meeting. But the thing is, it does not meet the reserve that we had in the bid prior.
Sure. Unfortunately, I will be the bearer of bad news. Stop. When I spoke with salespeople at Charlie Voice, I was made aware of for the first time that Sandy, the salesperson involved with John, never understood that engine to not be running. And it was totally news to him that the engine wasn't running.
Sure.
I've known Sandy for many, many years, and if that if it happened that way and he says it did, whether that excuses the fact that the rest of us don't know it that way, I cannot answer that. However, he totally upfront about it, and the two salespeople and Ron sat down. I was notified middle of the afternoon today that they will offer $5,000 for the truck as it is. They will tow it back to their shop for nothing. I mean, part of the $5,000. Caleb's bid is obviously $6,000. I have in... As part of this started to unravel a week or so ago, if the motor was repaired and truck put on the market, 12 to 15 is the ballpark for it with brand new clutch in it. All the hydraulics are good, blades, the whole nine yards. My thought was to try and get an estimate before this meeting, which I was unable to do, from Linden Truck Center. We know that it swallowed one piston, number five, I believe it is, five or six, number five. Piston separated. We have over rev codes in the computer. So at some point it got wound. Never bothered to try and sort that out per se. Assigning blame didn't seem to be much of a purpose, or proving it almost impossible. So as I thought about the situation, we have zero money in the truck. We have whatever offers that are on the table, but I'm inclined, until I have a number, which should be well under $10,000, to put a head on it, put one hole in it, maybe one injector, maybe one piston cooler, oil pan, gasket, etc. The one connecting rod that was disconnected from the truck when Linden Truck Center had it apart, the rod bearing was absolutely fine. Without being able to give you a number, my thought would be at this point to look into repairing it and selling it outright as a working truck. And that's about where that stands.
So we've been 3 months dealing with this truck. I thought it was going to cost a lot more than that. That was to put a whole new motor in?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were talking...
What? To what number? I don't have a number for
it. We were in thousands when I
thought
first ordered the truck.
Someone had said it would be like $30,000
right.
to fix it or
it's
something.
Correct.
$30,000 if you put a new motor in it, but if you just fix what's broken, it won't come anywhere near that.
Right.
But, again...
But if you fix what's broken, it won't cost more than the $6,000 difference that you would get between Caleb's offer and...
I can't tell you until I have somebody give me a number of what it's going to cost to put a head on it and to put one hole in it.
Seems like a lot of work for $6,000. I do need to mention one other thing. It was brought to my attention that Caleb has previously bought a truck from the town of Kirby, and he didn't remove the town of Kirby from the side of the doors, and the townspeople did not.
He left it on there for quite some time.
I don't personally remember this. It was just told to me. So we might want to make that. If his offer is accepted, I would suggest that we put a clause in it that comes off the doors before it leaves the yard, or, you know, within.
Just take it off ourselves and the hell with it. But either way,
November.
I understand.
I mean, I don't know how to do that, but if somebody knows how, sure.
Just take a buffer and some rubbing compound.
Really?
You take the paint off. The fact that it doesn't look brand new, you don't care about. You're just taking the paint off if he's not going to.
Didn't the state have
It was never mentioned to the original Sandy that the truck had a blown motor from nobody. He offered
was never an issue for discussion Basically, the idea would be at the time you ordered the truck, John up and down says that he didn't hide the fact that it
had a blown motor.
Well, something was wrong with the engine.
Right.
No one knew at that point. We hadn't sent it anywhere to know that it separated a piston in the number five cylinder. Okay. Right. As soon as it started skipping on him, he shut it off, and that was the last time anything ran.
Does that have sleeves in it?
Yes. That's that's an ISM Cummins. It is not a international motor.
Right. So you can pull the sleeve out, put a sleeve in it with a piston.
You put a cylinder kit in it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to put another rod bearing in it, you can. If the rod itself is questionable, you can. If all the debris hit the piston cooler down at the bottom, no big deal. You got a pan gasket, you got a head gasket, and all kinds of crap on the top that had just been completely done a few months before all of this transpired, because we had a clutch put in it, brand new clutch put in it. They would reface the flywheel. And then with that, you take it right down to the head to set up the injectors and then set up the valves, and then the Jake sits on top of that,
right.
And it's a one-piece head. So
let's say we put 10 grand in it. Where are we going to be ahead if we sell it for 16?
Didn't you say it would only value for 12 to 15?
Basically, 15,000 was, you know, sort of your starting point, what you could accept, 12 to 15.
Right. I'm just stating it, this here is there.
Yeah.
If we put 10 into it, we're at 16, and we sell it for 12 to 15, we're still losing money.
I don't take his offer. I say we have nothing in the truck. We put 6, 8, whatever in it. Once we know, we put that in it, or we give it to him for 6,000.
Right. 2008. Right. But we really need to know exactly what it's going to cost.
I understand that, and I can't tell you that,
right,
because I wasn't made aware of this issue until the middle of last week. And I couldn't
get... Who told you about the issue?
Sandy and the other salesperson, Dan.
Right. But
I was talking to them about the fact...
Aaron, when did we know the people that tore it apart? When did we know number five was the piston and all that? I never
Some
knew
time
that.
Ago. Oh yeah, some time ago. We towed the truck down to Linden Truck Center.
Yeah, I remember all that. We had it checked, but I didn't realize.
Right, and they dropped the pan and found the number five cylinder separated, the top of it still up in the cylinder, and the rest of it going up and down.
Right.
So at that point.
My only thing is, I don't know where we're going to gain by putting 10 grand in the truck.
I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying, as an alternative to 6 grand. I mean, yeah. I mean, you can look at it from that standpoint, 6 grand, or you can keep, you know.
I just don't know how much the truck's going to be worth, whether it's fixed or broke. Right now, we know we're guaranteed that amount of money right there.
Right.
If we fix the truck and we throw another 10 into it, we're at 16. If we sell the truck between 12 and...
I guess the way I look at it is, we got nothing in the truck. So if we spend 8, 9, 10, then we make anywhere from 2 to 5,000 and not have Caleb running around with it. If the idea is get your money and run, you know, just take the 6 grand and get out of it.
Right.
I just thought, I guess I, right or wrong,
mm-hmm,
I looked at it more as we don't have anything in the truck.
But
until somebody tells me how much a head and a cylinder kit and labor and blah, blah, blah is going to be, I thought that if we could make 4 or 5,000 outright, that it would be okay. In this case here, if we take 6 in the bank and walk away from it, that's acceptable.
I feel like if we were actually keeping this truck to use for our own town,
it would be worth fixing.
It would be worth putting 10 grand into fixing it. But if we're just going to turn around and fill it anyway,
just take the 6 from Caleb and be done with it and not even worry about it.
I think that's what.
I'd rather have the 7,500 that Charlotte.
I know it'd make a good chloride truck for the town, which it was set up as a chloride right. truck.
But we highly don't need three.
No.
Right, we
no.
don't have a place for another no. one to park.
Right.
I'll have to start walking to work.
I guess the way I kept looking at it was we had nothing in it. Right. So my fault that I didn't look at Caleb's $6,000 mm-hmm. as money in our pocket.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I see what you're saying also, but how much yep. more do we want to linger this on? Do we want to deal with this for the rest of the winter? And then,
right. Well, the final sell price was better if you were putting money into and selling. But
right.
Well, yeah, if you're looking at 20 to 25, that's
gonna
see it.
Right, we're going right. to deal with this all winter, and we're going to get 8 or 10 into it, and then make 12,000, and we're going to deal with it all winter.
That's fine. 8 or 10 inches of snow sitting on in the yard.
I mean, it doesn't cause us any issues sitting
well,
out there.
I think we better take this here and call it a heyday, and that's my opinion,
mm-hmm.
and make it like you just said about the town of Kirby on the side of the truck,
mm-hmm.
and. But that's my opinion.
Is there such a thing as, hey, Caleb, well, no, because it's a matter of record now. Retract my comment.
Just put it in with a purchase agreement
part
that
of the
not
bill
allowed
of sale.
On the road or
part of the bill of sale.
Removed.
It cannot leave here until the print is off.
Right.
That's fine. Over and done with.
So I guess I would.
And he said he would pay within 7 days. Should we also say that he needs to be out of this yard in 7 days? I mean, I would assume he would come take it. But that was one of my things in the original bid, was that like it needed to be paid for within 7 days and moved from the yard. Like we want it out.
You can
there.
Put that in. Remove from the yard.
Sure, yeah, because it doesn't say this removed.
With the letters.
From the yard.
Removed from the
yes, yep,
from the truck.
Come right off and easy off.
Like the oven spray.
Yeah, that does do.
Really?
It. Oh, absolutely. Yep.
So I'll make a motion that we accept Caleb Temple's offer of $6,000 for the International Town Truck. Under the conditions of removing the letters, and the vehicle will be out of the town yard in 7 days.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
So move. Complete the road access permit.
I put that in Mike's pile.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take it with you if you want and just bring it back to me when it's done. It's nothing that I don't really think it's anything you can do.
What is it for?
So basically it's a road permit, and at the back of it right here it just states that curb cut.
Well, who are the people? Who's this Casso?
The house on Barnesbrook Road.
Yeah, that big house in the field.
Designed over on Barnesbrook Road.
Yeah.
It's that house right there. So this permit was started like a year or so ago, and we just need to finalize it so I can record it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can do this after. No big deal.
Okay, sign some bills.
I mean, I guess I really would like to go look at the driveway before I fill this out.
Good idea,
probably. Yeah. I don't know how the hell I get my acid out. That is.
Just out of curiosity, everybody satisfied with the work of on the
bridge? I've only seen pictures, but.
You haven't been by?
No, I haven't been by.
I thought they did a good job. I don't got no complaints. I talked to Nate. He called me, and we talked a little bit, and he was happy, and I was I thought they did a good job.
The only thing I questioned was, as you're going toward Burke, you come down by Canes. I feel like that right-hand guardrail starts too late. I feel like it should start sooner, because there's like a whole spot for a car to just go right down in there before the guardrail starts.
I was going to say, how much of a whole spot would you like at the...
seeing those everywhere you go.
Where... at the bottom of the hill.
Holy shit.
I can't remember the name of the road. There's no guardrails there, and there was before.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, what the hell's the damn name of the road that comes up from...
Red Village?
No, the other one. The only one we had to use for a while.
Burlington Bridge.
Yes. Burlington Bridge Road, when you come down... Ridge Road, there were guardrails on that left-hand side, where now it's just a pile of stone and stuff.
Oh.
There were guardrails there. And may have been on the other side, I don't remember, but I know there were guardrails on that left-hand side because your traffic is going to make a left-hand turn. And they decided, somebody decided, that there was so much rock and everything else put there that there wasn't any sense of putting a guardrail back up. So I don't necessarily disagree with you, except you could find quite a few spots around that have that you could use 8 feet, 10 feet, 12 feet. I mean, you look at the one by Mike's house. Why is there any guardrails down there at all? Sort of. You know, yeah, you could go off the road into the ditch, but.
With what?
By your concrete box.
They're sitting here until we get the culvert dug back out and repaired.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
They're going to stay there until we get to. They're going to dig that road all back out.
Oh, I didn't know that part of it yet.
Yeah, we're going to wait for it to get engineered.
Yep.
And then dig it out.
Every time you turn around, that's all you hear. Doesn't matter where you go.
Right. And we don't really want to spend X amount of dollars for guardrails and take them back out. And
that's ridiculous. It'll be fine.
Let's just go.
That's straight. I don't know why they would go out there.
No,
let's put it over the money. Is it unattached? These are just on the front and some of the back.
Well, you know.
I mean, people got to realize the speed limit in this town is 35 miles an hour.
I remember who you're dealing with.
It is a high road.
Yeah, Jeff Hayes.
I didn't do it.
Hold that.
I don't understand it. I can't figure it out. I drive about 30.
She's dragging me under the bus, why don't
you?
Yeah.
I said, well, you're going to wait because that's all I'm driving.
All States Construction. Who's All States Construction?
All States is an asphalt company.
That's not
I don't know about construction, but
I got
one of the things like.
Does All States do chloride?
Hmm?
Do they do chloride?
Sell chloride in bulk, you mean? I'm just trying to find a bill.
I thought we were getting chloride from Gorman Brothers.
Hang on.
I don't think it is Gorman Brothers anymore. I don't know if they might have bought
them.
H-S.
I think it's like the same people, but they switched names.
It's like Peckham. They're buying everybody up.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? Yep, 35% liquid calcium, $5,000. West Springfield, Massachusetts. I should have read that before I said something.
Yeah, I think all states asphalt merged or bought Gorman Brothers possibly, because I've seen their trucks in different in the same price.
Yeah, I don't think I've gotten a calendar since.
That wasn't you that waved at me today, was it?
What's that?
In the black peat with the big tall stacks coming down Hospital Hill, crossing and going.
Yeah.
So I came into that intersection in my pickup truck, and I could have sworn the driver was waving to me, but it took me too
up and down that hill.
Took me too long to figure out who the hell it was. It's a personal problem, none of your business.
But they really changed things around at Calkins.
Yep, they did.
You got some people that are really bent out of shape.
Yep, and that's why Kingdom is getting quite a bit more business than they had before.
Go to Kingdom Fair in Danville.
Pardon?
If I go up to Kingdom
in Danville.
Why are people so upset at him?
Well, most people don't like change, you know what I mean? But Eddie told me they were promising raises. And, of course, Karen Martell went upside down to Sheeler and back down the other for no reason at all. And she said, you're all done in 4 days or something like that. And
yeah.
It's kind of a mess. They're hauling sand for... What are they hauling sand for? There's two trailer dumps of their own. They're just changing the way they do everything. The new ticket systems.
Yeah, but you can still go online and get on your phone. You don't even need to get the ticket.
You can run it on and go there and
get it on your phone.
Well, they got a machine out for it now.
Oh, no. Oh, I know. But you don't have to grab that ticket. You can go right on your phone. And it'll tell you the exact job name and what you got. And
yeah. Right. It'll be interesting to see how it's
like you said, it's something new that
it's something new. People get really pissed off about change. I
was gonna say they're talking to Eddie, you know, what do you do on a rainy day? Well, the truck needs greasing or servicing or whatever. They're of the frame of mind that we have a shop, we have a maintenance crew, have a truck driver. Yeah. If there ain't nothing gone, you're history.
Right. You know what else? They're not doing deliveries.
You mean you go home?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
There's no deliveries anymore. Like, Eddie was everywhere like dog shit, you know what I mean? And making deliveries.
What do you mean, no deliveries? He's delivering.
You want material? You call somebody up, and they'll haul it for you. They call you for a load of statement.
Well,
he's still working.
But he's doing other things. Huh. The residential deliveries, they're out on that. I'll tell you, I'm pretty sure they're going to build an asphalt plant there or a concrete plant. One or the other or both.
Well, there was a concrete plant.
Right, 100 years ago. But.
Well, we all know it. If you pay no money in delivering material anyway. By the time you pay the driver and the fuel,
that's
and the wear and tear.
$140 for it.
Their money ain't in hauling material.
By the time you get on, you get a $5 bill and you can't even buy coffee.
So.
Pretty much. I think they only use the one ton for deliveries, you know what I mean?
A couple more.
What else is that for, right?
Want normal stacks of paperwork?
Yeah.
We usually
I didn't know that until today.
Everything's so goddamn expensive anyway, I don't get it.
I got four fucking driving red blue.
It just seems a little lighter than usual.
Well, we're coming down to the Emerson project, but next...
Oh, have you gotten a bill?
Cut to me, shipping. Made Taiwan.
But I did just get
this is a slap in the face.
It's not on these because I literally
didn't need
just
them,
got
I returned
tonight.
Them.
Yeah, don't blame me.
$100 for four.
What was it?
Yeah.
It's a 3/4 to 1 inch. I had
and I got 3/4
to
1 inch.
So was he billing us for
brass fit coupling?
Brass coupling. And then a reducer.
That.
It was four pieces of truck.
Yeah, no, not the whole thing.
Right.
They own
and
my
then contact is built for the.
If you're ever going to use them in 50 years,
but I'm waiting on.
I don't need paperwork.
The J.A. McDonald code.
Okay.
So that I can send them to the bond bank.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Should have just done it.
And it's junk, you know what I mean?
Am I supposed to be using FEMA reimbursements to pay these bills?
Am I supposed to use the bond bank
code while it's still available?
5 gallon pail of motor oil?
Use the bond bank code while it's still available?
Schaefer?
Yeah.
$240. For a 5 gallon pail.
So you smoked away, you know?
That's what I took it back in.
For a long
where was
I said, how much is the federated oil?
$150,000
in the company.
$127.
I can't get any.
It runs in my hydraulic system.
At least
I have to run motor oil in my hydraulic system on the skid steer. Sure, give me that.
You're going to have
perfect.
It.
I know.
Blow
a
hole,
zog
on bottom, and grab the same color.
So that
by Rotella
Walmart,
put on
26
for
I tried making it $250
and I said,
can you do that?
$27.
We have the line of credit from Susan Bank. I paid
money,
it
money,
off,
money.
But I kept it open.
But that is Schaefer's.
Just in case.
I know it's supposed
with
to be
that
great.
That first
use it as
amount
interim?
Of money.
Is it that
with
great?
With 800 and something thousand.
Not if you look at the pail and read all the stuff on the pail. They're
all
got the same stuff in the day and
all. It's a $200,000 line,
kind
of, but we only
use
like $20,000
right.
To get us
the last thing we got.
That other Sumsic bank loan was paid off, but we do
have hydraulic
the bond
from
bank
my tractor?
Loan that is
$140.
$150,000.
Have to buy it from
that.
That
is not paid off.
And we have the other one for $1 million that's not...
And then we change it every year.
I see the price of some of that shit go through.
What's a hot water heater cost now, $500? I don't know.
They probably change from today to tomorrow.
Lumber's nuts. $5 a piece for a 2x4? Doesn't matter what it is.
The funny part is,
and you got the,
everybody complains about price, but there ain't none of them slowing down.
No.
So,
we
that's what I mean.
And everybody wants it yesterday.
So if everybody's complaining, then why are you still doing it all?
Yeah.
You need to stop something for the prices to come down.
That's right.
Houses, new houses going up everywhere.
That's what I mean.
But they don't stock nothing. I don't understand.
It's $750 a square foot to build the average house. Well, they told me for a new well, between 22 and 24.
$750 a square foot for an average? That's a little overrated.
No, that's about going right.
Yeah, that's like a Caper Ranch. That's not the custom light. Caper Ranch, that's it. What was it? Oh, shit.
If you wanted them in order, then you should have said
so. I didn't even put them in order. I'm just making sure that all three of you signed.
$500 a square? I don't know.
I was talking to the supervisor the other day because the Webbs is thinking about buying the Moose Club property.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
They're thinking about it.
Expand?
So you mean the
whole new...
It's $1 million to build a 27x52 ranch house?
Put a whole new store up on that side of the road and turn our store into a pipe hub for northern New York, Maine, and New Hampshire.
Just a warehouse type thing, you mean?
Yeah. Oh, pipe depot.
The EJP's in Barrie and they're in Maine. They ought to be in Lancaster. You can't go in some places and get certain size valves. They don't stock them. EJP or Ferguson or something like that. You know, pipe work.
But there's a pipe.
Huh?
Webb's has a store in Long Island. On Long Island.
Yeah,
and all they sell is...
No, I understand, but...
Of course, they're down in the city.
Yep. No, pipe and valve. It's all they sell. Slow around here, yeah. So I think she might
Webb's markup is 3%.
That's it.
But they have a deal with all the vendors that they buy from. They get a rebate for quantity sold.
That's that payoff.
And last year, that one store got $21 million in rebates from the manufacturers.
This is like Dr. Lyon.
Just to sell the product.
Always.
Is this like Dr. Lyon and Blue Root and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Next time, we will.
Pipe and valves.
Wow. We got
and that $21 million goes into the profit sharing.
Holy shit.
So, that's amazing. I mean, I looked at it. You know, we have 200 and some odd stores with, you figure, 30, probably average 45 people. You know, we have 20.
Ready for dinner.
Mm-hmm. But the ones down there have 60. So you probably average out 40 people in the store.
Building. So is everybody else sitting at
profit sharing last year was probably for every employee. 12 weeks pay. I work part-time. I got $10,000.
Wow.
That's ridiculous for you, you know?
So I'm thinking, you know, and I thought about this before. I'm going, how in the hell can they pull that much profit to give that kind of profit sharing and still make money for the company?
Do they own any of the companies that make the bike?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Why would you if you can make $21
million? That's how we go to the trouble. Yeah.
So I said, that's how this profit sharing worked. And so, but yeah, he said,
Social Security doesn't offer me any
profit. And I know stuff that we have, take old products, circulators and stuff like that. We take them back, defective.
You know that.
Put it through a contract for next year.
They just write down a number and they send them a number. We threw 10 away this month.
Yeah.
We get a rebate on all of them at the end of the year. They don't do it week
back up here.
At the end of the year, St. J's store says, okay, we brought back 77 or 177. We get a rebate.
And they just call
They just raise a check.
That's crazy.
Jesus.
I've never heard of anything like that.
And of course, you know, why would you? This is a big telephone business.
Sure.
This is
absolutely.
We got people that just
wonder if
work to do this
shit.
What
if BJP and Ferguson do that?
At a conference?
Oh,
I'll tell you, that's okay. You'll be dealing with some safe
and
fire.
I think they have
their water system
had a couple things
disaster.
In my
and I think they have four of them that, pipe stores down because they're all in the big cities.
Big cities where they use all pipe.
Oh, yeah, big stuff.
Oh, yeah. I
couldn't bury my
24-inch, 26-inch pipe. 26 inches. Well, imagine what that costs.
A big pipe.
I didn't. They got 2-inch ball valve brass, about $200.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they got balls.
I can remember they used to put the joints. I watched the guy pour hot lead into the thing. I've seen that.
I agree with Aaron Pathway.
Cast iron.
Yeah. But then we had some ductile iron that had swivel joints.
I don't remember their names.
Yeah. The ball and socket. We put it under the moose river there.
You guys called that meeting.
It came from.
I didn't
want to
be there either.
I think it's California. 6 months they set
okay, next select board meeting, November 3rd.
So I'm not going to be here 6 p.m. on that meeting, so I don't know if you guys want to change the date or go with it without me here.
What, deer season already?
In Maine.
Huh?
In Maine. I'm headed to Maine.
Oh, Maine.
Mike, here's a big question.
I will be gone the last 2 weeks of November.
That cuts the time down. When do you come back from Maine?
The 11th. On a Sunday.
Somebody got a calendar?
Yeah, we can do it. We can go without
12.
You can go without me.
12.
It's up to you guys.
There's only three of us.
Right.
We get a tie, 1-1, and we fight it out. I mean.
If you want to go ahead and have it November 3rd, go ahead. I'm not going to be disappointed if I'm not here. I'm just letting you know the facts.
I don't think you should come back.
No, I mean, I'll come back and you want to have the meeting on the 12th. That's fine. If you don't, then I understand.
I just want to have the meeting with all three of us here.
12th is a Wednesday.
Right. I come back. So I might be screwed up here. So I'm leaving on the 2nd, November 2nd. I'm gone and I'm coming back on the 9th. So we could have it the 10th.
Monday the 10th?
Yep.
Fine by me. I'm not going anywhere.
I think we should move the December one to the second week, too, because I will be gone until
I wouldn't come back if I was your man.
So make a note of that.
Get over there and take out
so November 10th. What does that make December?
Right?
8th.
You hear about that? She's trying to stop there.
8th.
No. What's that now? December 8th?
Yeah, because she won't be back from her vacation the 1st.
So it's going to be November 10th when you get back, and then December 8th for the December meeting when I get back.
Right, okay.
I'm not going anywhere. Don't make any difference.
November?
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought it was...
Make a motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
All in favor?
All right.
Don't move.